Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Whiteville police have arrested a suspect in a May 14th armed robbery on Memory Twin Circle. Raphael Gowans, age 26, is being held on a single charge of common law robbery. We've reached out to the Whiteville PD for more information. Construction on the new elementary school at Bolton is scheduled to start in February with an opening date of August 2027. The school will replace Hallsboro Artesia and Acme Delco. The school board last Monday approved the school's colors to be forest green and sky blue, and the mascot will be the Lumberjacks, a tribute to the East End's longstanding connection to the forest industry. It's springtime, and love is in the air, at least for alligators. A 9-foot alligator tangled traffic on NC 130 for more than an hour Saturday before wildlife officers, the highway patrol, and deputies could capture the saurian. It was struck by two vehicles, but apparently not seriously injured. On Sunday afternoon, a Sam Potts Highway couple in Hallsboro discovered an unwelcome reptilian in their yard as well. This one was significantly smaller, but wildlife officers were called to handle the situation. May and June is typically breeding season for alligators, and roaming males will be out wandering around seeking new territories and new girlfriends. It's always advisable just leave the alligators alone, take pictures of them, and enjoy them. They'll usually move right on. Speaking of wildlife, state officials said that while 10 more deer tested positive for chronic wasting disease this past year, none have been found outside the original observation areas. A total of 34 whitetails have tested positive for the deadly disease since it was found in North Carolina in 2022. Columbus County is not in one of the CWD monitoring zones. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A large crowd turned out Saturday for the official naming of the Waccamaw-Suwan Bridge over US 74 at East Columbus. Old Lake Road connects the town of Lake Waccamaw and the communities of Buckhead, a traditional home of the Waccamaw Sioux. The road has been used by the Waccamaw people for centuries before becoming a road. Representative Brendan Jones spearheaded efforts in Raleigh to have the new bridge named to honor the tribe. Carolyn's Kaleidoscope Child Advocacy Center will host the Kaleidoscope of Hope Soiree on May 30th at Vineland Station in Whiteville. The fundraiser supports programs at the county's only child advocacy center. Tickets are $75 per person and $100 per couple. Tables and silent auction sponsorships are also available. Call 910-646-3083 for more. May 30th is also the Columbus Disaster Preparedness Expo at the fairgrounds. Multiple agencies and organizations will be on hand to provide information about assistance before, during, and after hurricanes and other natural disasters. The event is from 10 to 1. Admission is free. The National Weather Service will release its annual tropical forecast tomorrow. After an exceedingly active and deadly 2024 season, conditions unfortunately appear favorable for similar patterns this year. Emergency officials note the forecast can quickly change, and now is the time to assemble your emergency kit and plan. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.